California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in Orange County's Garden Grove, bracing for the possibility that a bulging pressurized chemical tank at an aerospace facility could leak or explode. Garden Grove is about 40 miles south of downtown Los Angeles. An evacuation order has continued into the weekend for over 50,000 residents of Garden Grove and several surrounding communities. No injuries have been reported after the bulging pressurized tank began overheating on Thursday. Firefighters are trying to cool the chemicals in the tank so it doesn't explode. The tanks hold thousands of gallons of methyl methacrylate, a highly volatile, flammable, and toxic chemical used in plastics manufacturing for aircraft. Exposure can cause serious respiratory or neurological harm. If there's an explosion, officials say they expect, quote, severe structural damage and significant harm in the blast zone, and a possible spread of the chemical over a broad area in a worst-case scenario. Local fire officials said today that a crack in the tank might help create a low-volume release of the chemicals. The site's owner, British-based GKN Aerospace, has a history of legal violations, agreeing to pay nearly $1 million last year to settle with the region's Air Quality Board. Derek Tran, a Democrat, is the area's congressional representative. He told reporters during an online press conference that the company has to take full responsibility for the panic and disruption the tens of thousands of residents are experiencing.
I had a chance to speak to the president of their company yesterday, and I shared with him that I'm not happy about what's happening right now, but I need the company to focus on making sure that they help with the response. That they help with any of the engineering questions that are related to the manufacturing and the installation and inspection of the tank. That's something that everyone's concerned about, and that's everyone's top priority.
Tran joined California Senators Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff, along with Governor Newsom, in asking President Donald Trump to issue a federal emergency declaration in order to help provide resources from the feds. A class action lawsuit is also in the works. Filippo Marchetto with X Law Group told KTLA that the chemical can be handled safely, but says it clearly was not handled properly in this situation.
You don't get to this kind of circumstance if you haven't had some negligence. MMA has been handled for decades without any problems at multiple plants around the world. When you have these circumstances, something has inherently gone wrong. And the problem is that you have companies that are geared towards maximizing profits. Here you're talking about a California company that's a subsidiary of a British company, that's a subsidiary of a big multinational company. And that's what they do. They tend to put profits ahead of safety. And this seems to be exactly that.
Local Orange County officials said contaminant barriers have been set up to prevent the chemical from getting into storm drains or reaching creeks or the nearby ocean in the event of a spill, and air quality tests are ongoing. Garden Grove and neighboring cities are culturally diverse, with 37% of their residents of Latino descent and 43% Asian American, including the area's Koreatown and Little Saigon, the heart of the Vietnamese American population.